Okay, live from Katzevet in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. We have Parshas Yisro, a tremendous parsha, the parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. I'd like to share with you an idea, a very important idea, I think, that could change our lives. And I hope that if we internalize the idea, Be'ez Hashem it will. Parshas Yisro begins with the pasuk, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro hears. What does he hear? So Rashi says, Mashmu Hashem Uba. What does Yisro hear that brings him to come to convert to Yiddishkeit? Pretty impressive. What does he hear? What is it? So Rashi says he hears two things. He hears about Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, Umulchanas Amalek, and he also hears about the fight against Amalek. Both things that happened in last week's parasha. In the middle of Bishalach is splitting of the sea. At the end of Bishalach is the fight against Amalek. He hears those two things and he comes to convert. The question is, what's unique about those things? Or perhaps, in honor of this idea, what's unique about the combination of those two things, about splitting of the Red Sea and the fight against Amalek, which caused Yisro to come? Listen to this idea. I heard this morning in the van, in the car, on the way in, a vart in the name of the Ksav Sofer says like this, a beautiful pshat. Says the Ksav Sofer, one of the highest moments in Jewish history of revelation, one of the highest moments was the splitting of the sea. It says in Chazal that even the maidservant saw on the sea a higher level of prophecy than the greatest prophecy than the Chezkel ben Buzi. Unbelievable! What a high, no? What happens right after that? Amalek. Why does Amalek come? It says, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem im Yisrael berfidim. What's refidim mean? Bnei Yisrael are lax. Rafu yideim in HaTorah. They go from such a high to such a low. They go from such a high of Kriyas Yamsuf to such a low of what? Of Amalek being able to fight against them. Amalek only could come because they slackened off. They were weak. They were lax in their Avodas Hashem. So this is like this. I don't get it. How does it make any sense? A person can go from such a high, from Kriyas Yamsuf to such a low. You know why that happens? Says Ksav Sofer, because sometimes we experience inspiration in life. And the inspiration remains inspiration. And we don't act upon it. And if you don't act upon the inspiration, then what happens? It dissipates. You lose it. It goes right away. That's what happened to Klal Yisrael. They had such a moment of inspiration, but you know what? They didn't act upon it. They left the Yamsuf right away. And because they didn't act upon it, what happened? Unfortunately, Rabbi Osai, they lost it. And a few moments later, a few days later, they had the terrible story with Amalek and Refidim. What's the takeaway message? Takeaway message is, when you experience a great inspiration, a moment of inspiration, your job is not to let it slip through your fingers. Your job is to act upon that moment. I saw this morning in shul, as I was leaving shul, Rav Yoshev Zatzal is a great pshat. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban has a book called Emuno Bitachon. It's about faith and trust in Hashem. One of the Aseres HaDibros says, Lo Tisa et Shem Hashem Elokecha. What's the next word? La? Lasha. What does that mean? Lo Tisa, don't lift up Hashem's name, Lasha. What's Lasha? For naught, in vain. Says the Ramban, you know what that means? Listen to what it means. Listen carefully. It means when you experience godliness, Shem Hashem, how greater can it be than godliness? Don't let that be in vain. Don't let that experience you have just be a nice, okay, one and done experience. I did it, and now I'm done. I experienced it, now I'm moving on, I'm moving past it. No, don't let it be that way. Capitalize upon it. Act upon it. Lo tisad Shem Hashem Elokecha. When you have a Shem Hashem Elokecha experience, don't let it be lashav. Abosai, an amazing insight. Why is the parsha called Yisro? Why is it called Yisro? How many names did Yisro have? Seven names. And which one is he called? Yisro. He had nice names. Chovav is a nice name. Reuel is a nice name. And yet he's called Yisro. Why is he called Yisro? Chazal says he's called Yisro because he added a parsha onto the Torah. The whole parsha of Yisro didn't have to happen. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu judging Bnei Yisrael and said, why are you sitting and they're all standing? And he caused judges to be appointed. He added a parsha to the Torah. Listen to what this means to me in light of this idea. This is what it means to us. How do you make inspiration go from just being inspiration to being practical? How do you take the inspiration and make sure that it's not a Kriyas Yam becomes a Mechemes Amalek. And it's not Losisa Hashem Hashem El Kechel Hashav. Here's the answer. The answer is, don't be a spectator. Be a participant. He comes in to the Jewish people. Yes, it was a new guy. He says to his father-in-law, who is he? Who are you? You're a ger. You're a nobody. You're a convert. Father-in-law, Moshe, it's not right what you're doing. He asks up. He speaks up. He doesn't say, you know what? Okay, I'll take things for granted. Don't take things for granted. You have questions? Ask the questions. This religion is not about spectatorship. It's not about, okay, let's watch from the outside. There's two ways a person can live out their Yiddishkeit. They can watch others. They can walk the shul and watch how everyone else davens. Or they can daven themselves from the depths of their heart. You could be either you can come to a baseball game. You can be a guy that watches the game. Ooh, very exciting. Wow, there was one hit every six innings. Unbelievable. Wow, so amazing. Or you could be a player. You could be part of the action. Yiddishkeit is not about spectatorship. It's not about watching. It's about being a part of it. Yisro was called Yisro because he added the parsha of the Torah because he wasn't a spectator. How does a person take the inspiration and make it actual? By making it yours. How do you make it yours? Get involved. Get involved. Let me show you what this means. Rabosa, listen carefully. We came to Katzeva today because it was Nashim Nigim, but also because we just finished a nice long Chazara. I'll tell you something crazy, crazy stat. Since the history of the world, there was no one like you that learned Bava Kama Dav Beis to Dav Vav. No one like you. No one with your challenges, with your brain, with your nisyonos, with your abilities, with your challenges, with your nisyonos. There was no one like anybody in this room that learned Bava Kama Dav Beis Dav Vav. That's your Bava Kama Dav Beis Dav Vav. Be'iyun. Forget about all the learning you're doing Baruch Hashem this year and the other practice that we're going to learn in the course of this year. You can either be a spectator, come into Shir, hi, okay, open my Gemara, let's watch, see what happens. Or you could dig in, like we did, Baruch Hashem. You could jump in, you could say, I'm a Yisro. If Yisro added the parsha of the Torah, that's why he's called Yisro. He could have called him other names. No, he said, I'm not just watching this religion, I'm coming in, I'm rolling up my sleeves, and I'm becoming a part of it. Abosa, that's how you take the inspiration and make the inspiration from just mere inspiration to actual commitment. I'm going to close with this. What are the two most famous words that are associated with Kabbalah Satorah? They both start with the Na'aseh Ve'Nishma. Now what's Na'aseh Ve'Nishma? Think about the words. What does Nishma mean? Listen, what's Na'aseh? We'll do. You know why? Why does the Na'aseh come before the Nishma? Many thoughts, many ideas. You know why? Because Nishma is cheap. Hearing is cheap. You know why? Because you can listen to the best shmooze in the entire world. But you know what? If it doesn't move you to action, it's nice, okay, shkoyach, good job, very good. Hashem heard Bnei Yisrael say Nasa before Nishma. They say, you know, we're not only concerned with hearing inspiration, we're concerned with internalizing, we're concerned with making it into action, Rabosa. What am I doing? Today is now the 18th day of Shvat. You know what that means? That means there's approximately 9 weeks left till the end of the Zman. 9.5 weeks, that's it. It's not a lot of time. 9 weeks till the Zman is over. 9 weeks from today, the whole Chor of Zman, the 6 month long Chor of Zman is going to be over. Let me ask you a question, a penetrating question. What are we doing differently in our Avodas Hashem, practically, than what we were doing 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago, when the Zman began? If the answer is, I'm making brachos. I wasn't making brachos so well then. Now I'm making brachos. If the answer is, I used to use words that weren't so appropriate, and now I stopped using those words. I used to have struggled with wearing tzitzis. Now I'm wearing tzitzis every single day, Baruch Hashem. I used to struggle with certain things that I was looking at, that I was watching, and now I'm Baruch Hashem above that. I'm beyond that. That's amazing. Abosai, our religion is very important to hear inspiration. Wow. But if inspiration just trails off and fizzles out, so it's missing something. By Yishma Yisro, Yisro heard. Everybody else also heard. Yisro heard and he said, you know what, I'm making a difference. Rabbi Usai, this is the parasha of making a difference, of Nasev and Yishma. Of not just hearing things, ah, nice shmooze, shkoyach, Rabbi, thank you very much, nice shmooze, and moving on. No, Nasev and Yishma. What am I doing differently? maybe during davening, I'll be machbid not talk during davening to my friend next to me. Or I'll be machbid to put my phone really on airplane mode so that no one gets distracted around me during davening, myself included. A small thing. Or maybe I'll be machbid not to even use a phone when I daven. I know it's a little hard today for daven mincha, but I have sedurim in this room. But you know what? It's a small little thing. To use a sitter as opposed to a phone when you daven. You know what? It could take your davening to a whole different level. Abba said, this is our goal. This is our plan. This is our dream. The words of Torah that we hear this year, the words of inspiration that we hear, shouldn't just stay words and nice thoughts and inspiration, but they should become action. Abba said, action leads to greater action. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. One action leads to another action. Before you know it, you turn around and you're like, wow, look what I accomplished. Look what I accomplished in learning. Look what I accomplished in my Avodas Hashem. Again, it's important to hear Shmuz. It's important to learn Musar. But it's really, really important that those words lead to action. That's what we learn from Yisrael. That's why the parsha is called Yisrael. We only have many other names. Abosu, we should be Zochev, Ez Hashem, to become people of action, people that do. Not just that we hear nice ideas, people that we do, people that internalize what we learn, internalize what we hear, and most importantly, Bez Hashem, bring it to action. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abba Yisrael.